Now, after 3 years of peace, he's back. And he brought a few former teammates. And the sight of him is making my insides turn over with a mix of horniness and dread. Even as I stare at him through the window from the kitchen, a wet bowl in one hand and a rag in the other, I've apparently forgotten whatever it is I'm doing. Well, Junior, if your mouth was hanging open any more, you'd be washing your jaw instead of that bowl. I flinch at the sound of my ma's voice, giving her thin, weary figure and frizzy brown hair half a glance before returning my attention to the bowl, and not to the guys who just piled into the booth by the TV. I thought we'd close our doors at 8. It's 10 till, she says back, and it's Friday. You know dang well we stay open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Now get your booty out there and take their orders. I lift my tired eyes to her. Me? What about Mindy? She's on break. I gawk. She just got here an hour ago. And I just sent her on break. Skidoo. I give the bowl and rag a shake, lifting my eyebrows defiantly. I'm in the middle of... She swipes them right out of my hands like they were never there, taking over the dishes. Any other excuses you got not to hop on out there and take them sweet boys' orders? I scowl at my unbearable ma, then glance through the kitchen window, watching as the patrons cheer and laugh and give Tanner high fives and slaps on his back as he makes his way to the booth his buddies have swallowed up. Ain't nothing sweet about them. She smirks knowingly. I know you all went to high school together. You might have... What's it matter about high school? I cut her off. That was 3 years ago. Exactly my point, Junior. 3 years. Might be you were on opposite sides of the track back then. But I heard college really changed that Tanner boy. He ain't the same as he used to be. Maybe you got more in common now. Me? More in common with the town football star? You hit your head or something? I ask her. She nudges me with an elbow. Don't forget to tell them about the daily special. It's your pa's pride and joy. The touchdown. Just the thought of having to sell a special burger my pa came up with called The Touchdown to a quartet of obnoxious, football-playing jocks turns my face a color that rivals the cherry pie I'll no doubt be gorging on later. But I'm not built to whine. Hard work and sweat has kept my parents' diner open all these years, and has put food on the table and a roof over our overworked, messy heads of hair. Maybe you can entice them later with your little dessert menu, my ma keeps on. That might be all the endorsement we'd need, if Tanner takes a liking to one of your culinary concoctions. I feel the corner of my mouth pulling up. She's right, and she set my mind back on track. No matter the hell I might have to put up with this summer, come the fall, I'm kicking it out of here at long last to chase my dream of culinary school and someday opening my own place. My father's heart attack might have hindered me leaving right out of high school, but now I have an associate's degree in business under my belt before I head off to become a real dessert chef. Billy's Confections. Billy Bakes. Billy's Sweet Tooth Tastery. All the possible names of the business I'll eventually open and operate race through my head like ice cream flavors. My dreams are just a summer away, and I'm sure as hell not gonna let a hotshot college athlete scare me into the kitchen. I grab my apron, then puff up my chest as I tie it on. You can do this, Billy. I glance into the side of the fridge, which is basically the kitchen's version of a body-length mirror, being polished so shiny that I can see my slender shape, my short, messy brown hair, and a smudge of dark grease on my forehead, which I wipe away. Under my black apron with a diner emblem across the chest, I'm wearing a fitted navy blue plaid shirt, rolled up to the elbows. Worried I look a bit uptight, I let pop the top button, then give my disheveled brown hair a push of encouragement in the right direction before slipping past the swinging doors. The noise of our rowdy guests reaches me long before I reach them, despite my little pep talk a second ago.